Thank you, ladies. What a blessing you all are with your gifts and talents that you share. And with that, will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be accepting and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I was recently watching the show Grey's Anatomy. Any Grey's Anatomy fans out there? There's at least a few in here. This is a couple weeks ago, not giving away anything new, but the main character on the show was asked about something she loved about life. And it took her a minute to come up with something. She really had to be challenged in the midst of this coronavirus that was happening and all the bad news to dig in and to find something. And what she came up with was her elementary school son's birthday. And she said she asked him what he wanted for his birthday, and his response was he wanted a cake, a whole cake just for him. So she said she got him a whole cake just for him. And on his birthday, she put that cake in front of him, and what did he do? But he immediately looked at that cake and face planted into it. And she said, what did it do? It made everyone laugh. His mom, his sister, his aunts that were all there, and she said they all just started laughing. They started laughing so hard that the older sister wet her pants, in which case they all started laughing again. She said the whole room was filled with laughter, and she looked over at him, and what did he do? But he proceeded to just start licking the frosting off his fingers, and she realized what his wish for his birthday was, that laughter. That he wanted that cake so that he could face plant into it and make everybody laugh, knowing how much they needed it with all that they were enduring. You see, laughter is one of the great gifts from God that we have received. Just look at our psalm this morning. Hear this psalm written within a difficult time. Israel in exile, Israel whose life is out of their control, living under foreign rule, living away from home. But here in the midst of this, as they're struggling, as they're striving, we get this set of psalms for their return home. 15 psalms labeled the Psalms of Ascent. Those ones that they would sing as they were journeying up to Jerusalem, a difficult and arduous hike that took multiple days to get to Jerusalem, to go to the temple to see God. And here they would sing these psalms, and they would keep them going. It reminds us about the gift of song that we have, that when our days are tough, when things are going difficult, we can put in a favorite song, turn on the radio, put on a record if you've still got a record player, and that song can soothe us. That song can give us new life. That song can re-energize us and speak to our soul. So here we have the Psalms of Ascent that do just that. They encourage us, they strengthen us, and they keep us going. And here the psalm begins with the words, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion. If we go to the original Hebrew and look at it, it's actually more accurately translated, as it seems so often that I'm giving us different translations. But that's one of the funs of translating, right? That there's multiple ways to interpret it. But here it can also be interpreted it when the Lord returned to Zion, or when the Lord returned them to Zion. This is a coming home scripture. This is a restoring, returning, renewing, and receiving scripture. To think in our place right now of where we want to be returned, where we want to be restored. Just this morning as we were arriving at church, a Another gentleman of our congregation pulled up at the same time as us and met me at the front doors and says, "When are we coming back in? We long to return. As we see, this is our Zion, our holy house of God." And God in the psalm is saying, it's coming. God is promising we will have restoration, we will have return, but we are also reminded that God is constantly returning. Just look at the Easter story. They thought they had gotten rid of Christ. They thought they had ended his life. They thought they had sealed his tomb and they were done. And God laughed and said, "Ha, I have returned." And what does the psalm tell us? That when this restoration and returning comes, it says, our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. This is the line for our worship this morning. That here, no matter what we're going through, that God gives us this moment, this place, and this reason to laugh and rejoice and sing and dance and be silly and dress up and enjoy what God has given us. I know some might be thinking how obnoxious or irreverent that is. But my friends, this is what God has given us. Do you know why the Sunday after Christmas we as a worship team wore pajamas? And why through Lent we wore matching Les Miserables shirts? And hint, there's some matching shirts coming up for our creation series. Because in all this difficulty, in all the challenges that we as a worship team have faced, as week after week our tech team is challenged with the hiccups and the bumps in the road of technology, as Miss Becky and I struggle at preaching to a camera, Lord, y'all, you don't know what it's like to preach and speak and lead worship to a camera till you've done it, and to hear the echoes of an empty sanctuary. There's tears that come with all of that. Sadness and loss and lamenting and longing. But here we put on shirts together. Here we dress with silliness and pajamas. And what does it do? Like the scripture says, the tears of the sadness and the struggles we're going to give life and birth to laughter and joy when we come together and remember the goodness and love of God. As we come in and see each other in our shirts and remember that we are a team united by the Holy Spirit, it lifts us up and gives us the life we need to lead worship for you. And here on this day of brightness and humor, we are reminded that that is a gift that we are all given. If I didn't need a reminder, I got another one yesterday. Yesterday, I got to gather in a backyard in Lawndale with the Gesch family to celebrate and remember the life of Jean. Such a strength, such intelligence, such commitment and dedication. He was a man that could not be replaced in this world. And here we gathered. And the moment that I was reminded that God is God and is truly a God of laughter was the moment Jean's youngest daughter got up to speak about him. And like many times in a service, she was struggling to get the words out. That her grief and loss of her father was so deep that words struggled to come out. But I tell you no lie, that when she used the words of telling us about how Jean was a prankster, wouldn't you know, but a train horn started blowing. As the house that we were at was just three houses from the train tracks, and the whistle blew, and she stopped and she waited, and she started the line again, "Dad was a prankster." Horn started going. Three times over, she tried to say the line, and the horn kept blaring. And what happened? But everybody erupted into laughter. I think it must have taken 5 minutes from when that horn started, that train to pass right before us and to keep going, before it was silent enough for her to keep going. But all it did was keep us laughing at a time that had become so heavy. And everyone said, "Jean just passed through. Jean, the prankster, was making us laugh." And that is God right there. God is a God that says, "I turn your tears of sorrow into laughter and joy." It says so right here in the scripture, "Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy." We have this bright and humorous Sunday to remind us that God is the source of joy. God is the source of dreams. God is the source of the brighter tomorrow. And so as even in our chat this morning, we were reminded to pray for all of those who are suffering with this virus. We are invited with those tears that we shed of loss and lament to sow them in the soil of the Lord. And just as we would plant a seed and dream about what will sprout and either provide beauty or shade or sustenance, as we cry those tears into the earth of our Lord to dream about what joy they will produce, to dream about what God will be doing, to dream about what God has in store for us. That is what this Sunday is about. As Ecclesiastes reminds us that there is a time for everything. There was a time a few weeks ago when we celebrated the one-year anniversary of shutting down, and we had a service of lament and longing and reflecting upon our losses. But there is also a time for laughter and joy. And I pray on this day that no matter what is going on, that you will find the joy of the Lord, that you will find a reason to laugh, that you will find a reason to smile, that even if it takes digging deep and living with great intention, that you will have joy today because of what God has done and what God is doing. For God sees our tears, God hears our cries, and God seeks nothing less than to restore us to a place of rejoicing, laughter, and goodness. So let us give thanks today for the brightness that comes from our Lord and the laughter deep in our bellies that is the Spirit of God. Will you pray with me? God, we give you thanks for laughter that fills your sanctuary, that fills our lives and fills our souls. And we pray that like the train that came through causing laughter yesterday, that when we need it most, that you will produce laughter for our spirits to pick us back up and to keep us going, to remember that just as they could not get rid of Christ in that tomb, no matter how heavy that stone was, that there is no tomb of grief, no tomb of trouble or sorrows that can hold us either when we have you as our God of restoration, resurrection, and rejoicing. For all of this, we give praise. In your mighty, wonderful, and prankster of a God name, amen.